Let's get some news in your life. Come on, it's time for Joe's Need to Know News. A woman has come forward to personally accuse the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia of raping her during the 2004 Democratic National Convention in Boston. The college professor says she was making out with a guy named Justin Fairfax, then he forced his junk into her mouth. She then said she tried to move her head away but couldn't because, well, he was a lot stronger. Pretty disturbing accusations right there. She then tried to move away but, as I said, could not do that. So, that's what's going on. But the state of Virginia is even in more trouble here. They're in danger of losing all three of their top government officials after both the governor, Ralph Northam, and Attorney General Mark Herring admitted they had both worn blackface to imitate African Americans decades ago in college. What the hell is wrong with everybody?
And they refused to resign. Because there's a major double standard in these with this. I mean, it's just insane. Like, and I disagreed with that too. But when, you know, you have people like Megyn Kelly come out and say, like, I don't understand what's wrong with it. She had to resign from her show. You know, she lost her show on TV, which I thought was the right decision, by the way. But these people refused to step down. It's just every day, the double standards just really blow my mind.
I just don't understand how dumb people are. Like, I always say, like, I'm not dumb, I'm just stupid. And I don't understand, like, I know that I can't wear blackface. And I know, I wouldn't wear blackface. I don't know, are people that different? Was it that different in the 80s? Like, am I missing something?
Virginia used to be for lovers. I guess it's now just for racists.
I don't know what it is, but it's like, could you imagine, like, the top three people in secession all are, like, in deep trouble for stuff.
It's super bad. And a lot of those people, too, that now have all this drama around them, ran their campaigns, insinuating that their opponent in the races in the midterms were racist. They're the ones that came out with the blackface pictures and all that stuff. It's just absolutely nuts.
Yeah, that's why I don't trust any politician. And I'll tell you what, I just can't stand any of that. But that's something that's going on in Virginia, so enjoy. Pork Chop, I told you, I know how you and I are going to get lunch for free on Valentine's Day. Are you ready to hear how we're doing it?
Ready.
All right, you like wings?
Love wings.
All right, we're going to go to Hooters then. They're offering free wings for people who are heartbroken on Valentine's Day. You just have to bring a photo of your ex, and they will shred it for you, and you get 10 free boneless wings if you buy 10. So we'll buy 10 wings, and we'll get the other 10 free.
But there's one little stipulation here. You and me are in happy relationships right now. So
they don't have to know that. We could be two bitter gay guys.
Oh, we're the couple? Mad at-
Well, you're my partner, are you not?
All right, yeah, so we're going to go in
okay,
and break
he's
up
out.
Together.
He's out. He's going to blow this. He'll be like Lindsay. He can't keep a lie going. Would you like to go with me and get some wings on Valentine's Day?
I've actually never been to Hooters, and it's the type of thing where people can't believe. So, like, I just want to keep the streak going. I want to go my entire life without being or going to Hooters.
Alex.
See, I have been, and I have had the wings. And honestly, like, they were too greasy for me. They weren't my favorite wings. I don't get the hype. I really think the whole thing is a sham. I think guys just have to say, like, oh, the wings are so good. That's why you got to go. But really, obviously, they're going there for something else.
Let me tell you why I was going there. I was going there for free food. Because I would have went to Wendy's, Taco Bell, or Chick-fil-A, or Whataburger, anywhere.
Why won't Lindsay go? Just take Lindsay.
No, because Lindsay will be like,
go
Lindsay,
by yourself.
Lindsay's so bad. I can't.
Take your little bro. I'm just kidding.
Oh, actually,
that would be wildly inappropriate.
I don't know if he likes the breasts or the thighs, like the wings. So I'd have to find out. All right, fine. That's something, I guess, that nobody's going to do with me on the show. Delta Airlines, I've never had a problem flying with them, and apparently people have a problem with what they're doing, though. Delta Airlines and Coca-Cola have apologized for what people are saying are creepy in-flight napkins that featured a spot for passengers to write their phone number to pass onto the plane like a crush, like somebody they see on the plane. They're like, hey, I thought it was kind of cool. Do you guys see these napkins?
I actually thought it was cute.
I did too.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
My dream has always been to fall in love with someone like
on
an airplane.
Yeah.
The airline said in a statement that it was already in the process of removing the napkins from flights. Delta Airlines said in the statement, quote, we rotate Coke products regularly as part of our brand partnership, but missed the mark with this one. Stop You didn't miss the mark. What do you mean?
It's getting to the point where I'm going to start picking and choosing where I do my business and who I do business with based on on who doesn't just succumb to the mob. Two people complain now you're going to change your entire company or what you stand for, or take off a commercial or an ad or whatever it is. It's like, just because a couple people complain doesn't mean that you have to bend over and take it.
Listen, I respect you saying that. I don't know if you'll actually do it, because that's pretty big to stand by those words. But if I love a place, I'm not leaving it no matter what they do. Like, if one of my favorite food places does that, I'm like, I guess I'm going to have to deal with it. Guess I'm going to have to. I couldn't imagine taking a stand. And finally, of course, guys who look like crap as always around Valentine's Day. According to a new study, the average dude plans to spend nearly $100 on Valentine's Day, but the number drops if the man is married. Sorry, Lindsay. LendingTree.com surveyed men and women and found an average man says they plan to spend $95 on the holiday. That's dropped down to 57 if you're a married guy like myself. Women, on average, say they'll spend about $40 on their person. Do you think if I only spent $97 on you, that's not enough?
I think that's fine. I'm probably going to spend about
$100.
I'm not getting my boyfriend anything for Valentine's
Day. I don't want to get my boyfriend anything either. I told him this holiday's about girls, but he insisted that it should be about both of us. I'm like, okay. He's a gift person. He wants a gift.
What's an example? Maybe not what you're getting for the Egyptian this year, but what have you gotten for a guy in the past, Alex? Like, if you're going to spend close to $100. Because
nothing. I'm always single Valentine's Day.
Ooh, bad subject. Okay.
I haven't had a boyfriend since I was like 16 on Valentine's Day. Like, I'm always single at this time. I'm serious.
Wow.
Well, let's hope nothing happens between you and the Egyptian. I know.
Hey, 1 week. We got 1 week. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.